This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
G&D on the Fan, welcome in to our Richmond audience, 910 The Fan in the capital of the Commonwealth. This radio program exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condor and Morad is the exclusive sponsor of the show. They want to help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Toby in for GP. He had one day in him this week, and then he was like, that's enough of that. Deuces, everybody. We will win off the field together at 3:45 before we Beltway Blitz at 4. That's what we're going to do today. But first, Tobes, you came up with this. I actually think it's a smart idea, and it's more than just about this last couple of weeks. This is a big picture thing, a worldly view, if you will, of the Local 53 and kind of the State of the Union. I think it's a smart point. Go ahead and make it.
Yeah, so when you look at this specific situation for the Commanders, I don't think if this were Green Bay, if this were Kansas City, if this were Denver, choose your model organization, if they were having these sorts of negotiations, I think you could understand and it's just normal business. But you have to question if this is the right time to go about doing business this way, where there could be some frustration. And Danny, I mean, we've heard from fans this week, we've seen from polls, you scroll Twitter. I would say that an overwhelming majority, not just like 55%, but an overwhelming majority, maybe 75% plus, are Team Terry here. So you maybe bring some ill will towards the organization in a time when maybe it's not the time to do that. Because you think about where this fan base has been and how many people, you've talked about this with your email thread, which is still hilarious, by the way. You talked about this with your email thread.
Normal to email your friends. Friends email all the time. I
generally would do that over text or whatever.
Emails.
Friends that were out on the team that have come back.
Yep.
There are so many people that were out on the team that are either thinking about coming back or have come back, or I can guarantee you now with some of these jerseys that some people that were unwilling to ever buy jerseys of this organization are thinking about buying jerseys now. So much goodwill with the organization when it had been so bad for so long. Is it worth the squeeze here to go through and save, let's say it's $3 million, $4 million, $5 million? Is it really worth the squeeze to save that money and then potentially turn some people off to the organization again? Because that's the frustrating part where the team is at right now. Again, if this were just a normal business thing with another organization, I think it'd be totally fine. But maybe this isn't the time to do this sort of negotiation tactic where you're going to play a little bit of hardball and potentially draw some ire from fans when so many of these fans are just walking back into the organization, just walking back into being big-time fans of this team again for whatever number of reasons, which we've talked about for plenty of years. So I just don't know if this is the time to do it. I think it's tough because on the flip side, for Adam Peters, he hasn't been around for the long haul of these things. So I think he understands, but he also has to go out here and kind of set what his precedent is going to be and how he's going to deal with these things. And I think he's doing a little bit of that, but I think it comes at an inopportune time for the franchise in that everything is so positive around this team right now. Everything is so good. If you talk to anybody around on the streets that's wearing burgundy and gold, everyone's like, oh man, this team is so fun and this and that. But Terry, right? Is it worth that little bit of negativity when everything's going so positively, when everything's been so bad for so long? I don't know that it is.
To quantify that, this organization, this millennium, since the year 2000, had two 10-win seasons. Never more than that. Add two 9-win seasons to that. I know there's an 8-7-1 season in there. I'm not counting that as a winning year. You can if you want to. I won't do that. That's four winning seasons. And not big-time winning seasons. Not like last year where you did something special. Everybody else. Every team. Literally. Think of the joke of the league. Better than you. At some point. Had an 11-win year when you didn't. Cleveland is as much of a joke as they are. The laughingstocks. Everybody that you think of as a clown shoe. Jacksonville, they can't get right. AFC title game before you went on your run last year. They've had runs. More, frankly, again, than you had. Every team in this league did more this millennium than Washington did. Seriously. At some point. Four real, honest-to-goodness winning seasons. Very little success. They had a great year last year. That's now one of 25, to your point. Now, I believe in the Harris ownership group. I believe in this regime. Peters and company. I think I know what they're doing. In fact, I'm sure of that. And that's actually kind of informed my views as to how these negotiations are going. So, but just to kind of quantify your point, Tobes, and tell me if I'm getting it right here. You haven't been that good for that long.
Correct.
You shouldn't be acting like the mid-2000s Patriots, where it doesn't matter who you trot out there, it's do your job, and you'll find some castaway from some other org, and you'll be in the Super Bowl because Tom Brady's seen every play the other team has run. Right? Like, you ain't that yet. You're not in the middle of a dynasty. You're not the Philadelphia Phillies. Phillies, I'm sure. Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
You're also not the Phillies, for the record. I want to make sure that we're very clear.
I hate both of them, by the way.
Yeah, they can both lose every game for that. Yeah. The Eagles had one little downturn after a Super Bowl run and then got back to a couple. Like, it's kind of amazing. They're as good an org right now as there is in the sport. And it sucks to say that, but they are. They're awesome. You're not that yet. You've had one really good season. I believe more are coming. I love them. I am happy about everything. I'm simply saying, to kind of hammer your point home, are you sure that you're ready to do this kind of thing yet? Have you built up enough goodwill? Have you put enough deposits in to be able to say, trust us?
And I want to point out, too, this could probably go for everybody, by the way, because it's not missed that the Art Monk video came out an hour before Terry was talking at Eastern Motors. And I think this, for the Terry thing, whatever, if they're trying to overshadow Terry, stupid, I think this sucks for Art Monk.
I'm sure
we should have. We should have spent all week talking about Art Monk.
Yep.
We've talked about him for a grand total of like 30 minutes.
And it kills me. My favorite player of all time.
That's terrible. They're killing people, right? Or they're not killing people, sorry. People are crushing the Commanders' Twitter right now. Did you see what this was?
No.
This was tweeted at 1:39 today, Danny. A wholesome offseason. They tweeted out pictures of Mikey Sanders still proposing. Noah Igbinogheni got married. Colson Yankoff got engaged. Foster Sherrill got married. Congratulations to all of them. You know who else got married this offseason?
Who's that?
Terry McLaurin.
Oh.
You know who's not included in this post?
Oh.
And yes, I understand that they posted about this back in February. I understand. Please get out of your own way. Don't do this. Don't play these games. Because immediately everyone's going to jump to conclusions. This feels old. Redskins-y. Old football team-y. Old command. Don't do this stuff. And I'm not saying that anyone specific is to blame on this. Obviously, the social media people aren't working hand-in-hand with Adam Peters on the contract. And but these sorts of things are avoidable, Danny.
Yep.
So don't do that stuff on top of the frustration with the team right now about not getting Terry signed. Look, you can operate like an organization, to your point. You can operate like an organization that deserves respect when you've earned it. And they did for 1 year. But you need to continue to see it. And not to say that you shouldn't try to do business the right way. And I think that's what they're trying to do. But there are certain ways that I would have approached it. If they were doing... I think the big part about this, Danny, hearing from Terry, if they were doing this and Terry said, we've been in constant communication, we just haven't been able to iron out the details, is this totally different? But the fact that he goes, we haven't talked in a month.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Is could this, in other words, if they're still trying to do the best they can as an organization, which I'd encourage them to do. We talk about this all the time. Like, think about this. When they signed Javon Kinlaw, what did we all say?
Dislike
it. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like it's mine. Like they went into my pocket and took and took $15. Like, no, but still you're thinking about the team building. You're thinking about the cap. You're thinking about future players coming. You're thinking about future guys you might have to sign. It's all part of it. You don't want to overpay. Just that's a hard and fast rule. I get this time is special and it goes up a little bit more than it has to, a million here, a mil there, whatever. But like, I wonder if there'd been some detail that had come along the way. Could this have been slightly different? And would you not feel that way? I think ultimately what you brought up is the fact that Terry said, we haven't spoken in a month. Well, if he couldn't say that, would you feel differently? Like, was that kind of the lightning rod there for you to kind of go, whoa, wait a minute? Was it?
I mean, it's their negotiation tactic. So I think I could see both sides, because one way to do negotiations, you were talking about this the other day with like the Boris way that he does, mm-hmm. is like, I'm going to throw out you my offer and then I'm going to shut up. And then you're going to try to communicate. And I'm going to say, you saw my offer. Continue. Like, that's the way that they're going to do business. And I can understand that that can be a negotiation tactic. I just don't know if the juice is worth the squeeze here, Danny. I don't think that this is the scenario where this is the guy that we're going to try to set our precedent. Terry McLaurin is the guy that you're going to do this with. If you were doing this with an offensive tackle or you do it, I understand that they might be even be a more important actual football player on the field. But when you talk about the face of this franchise, Danny, I know people probably wouldn't agree with this, but to me, it's still Terry until Jaden kind of takes over maybe like midseason, right? Like, I was in the stadium last year, Sunday Night Football, when they're driving and you get to the red zone, Terry's caught like one ball all game. What are they chanting? Not Jaden. No, they're chanting Terry, Terry. That's the guy. Mm. That's who so many people are attached to. I don't think this is the guy to play hardball with. Not to say that you just pay him whatever he wants and you go to an astronomical number.
What's the counter there then?
But I think you've got to, you understand that Terry's probably going to be reasonable. Right, you understand that with the deposits in the bank, I don't think that he's doing anything absolutely ridiculous here to say, hey, I've got to be paid Jamar Chase money. I've got to get all. I don't think he's doing any of that. Maybe I'm wrong, and if so, then I would be team. But I just don't know that in this situation where this fan base has been, where the one thing that we've clung on to for so long has been a guy like Terry McLaurin, I don't know that this is the guy to do it with. And if this were a different scenario where, say, instead of Jaden Daniels, where you have a rookie quarterback on a rookie contract, say you would have had to have gone and signed somebody and they had a great season. Say they would have signed a Sam Darnold last year and he was awesome and then they had to pay him to a $50, $60 million contract. Then we can have a more real conversation. You're not hurting on money right now. Now's not the time to do this. And you're not going to be hurting on money for the next 4 years, including this season, because Jaden is on that rookie contract. I just don't think that this was the time to do this. And I get that Adam Peters kind of has to set the way that he's going to do things, but maybe you do that with another guy, not Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, that's my response to your point, but it's a good one. What do you think about what Toby's talking about here? 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. So tell me if I'm not saying this right, Tobes, and you can put it in your own words. But I think the question is, they've only been good for 1 year. Now, I happen to believe more is coming. I think you probably do too, mm-hmm. right? I think we actually have a legitimate organization now, and we can expect certain things and look forward to certain things, like football seasons. But you still don't have enough deposits in the bank to fiddle around here, to mess around and play tough with the most popular guy on the team, with the guy that everybody likes, mm-hmm. both in the locker room and outside, right? You haven't earned that yet before you start pushing our guy around. Is that a fair summary?
Yeah, 100%.
800-636-1067. Your comment, your thoughts on what Toby's talking about before we do a little winning off the field at 345. So let me give my response super quick to that. I think you touched on it there at the very end. We're taking the only side we've got, which is multiple leaks from Terry and the agent, and then Terry specifically himself for 35, 40 minutes, whatever that was the other day at Eastern Motors, where your job's your credit. And we haven't heard word one from the team, right? All we're hearing is what sounds like the big, bad team. maybe it is the big bad team. Maybe Adam Peters, who, you know, is calling an injured player's fiance or texting a dad that he knows is at the game about someone that twisted an ankle. What's going on? The latest report. Treating people great all the time. Maybe this org that's doing these amazing videos and tributes for Daryl Green and you know, seems to be doing everything right, stopped all that, turned it off, and said, screw you, Terry, and turned into the villain. I don't think that's the case.
No, I don't either. But I thought it was interesting. Kevin tweeted me this the other day. He said, it's an important year for Peters, because imagine if things go south here, and he could easily fall out of favor as well. Johnny Newton, Lattimore trade. What if Debo doesn't perform? What if Tunsil isn't as good as we think? What if he doesn't re-sign Terry? What if Kinlaw struggles? And you could do this with a lot of general managers.
Sure.
And I don't think that all those things are going to go bad. I don't think that suddenly that we're just going to fall out of favor with Adam Peters. But, you know, is he maybe playing his hand a little bit too heavy after just 1 year? I think that's an interesting part of this.
That's part of it. So, again, you don't have the built... I think your point is you don't have the built-up deposits in the Goodwill Bank to make these kinds of withdrawals right now.
And with this specific organization where it's been, I don't know that now's the time to play with fire a little bit on frustrating the fan base.
So I think... Now, the only way that I'll be wrong for me... That's probably not a fair standard. Let me. I'm working this out in real time.
Sure.
The way that I think I would be wrong here is... If this ends badly, AKA is not playing for them. He's traded or sits out or refuses to participate and turns into a person that he's never been based on how upset he is with the organization. Because to me, if he signs, then we're not really thinking about this in week five. Or
if he signs and plays poorly because it's so late, then I think that pops up.
Fair too.
But I think to your point, like if he signs a contract, maybe by week 10, we're like not even talking about this, and that's totally different. But if it does go sideways, or if it lingers, or if at any point, and I know you would hate this because you hated what Terry did before, and I wasn't a big fan of what Terry did at Eastern Motors this week either, but imagine if Terry comes out and says something inflammatory specifically about the team.
Right.
Then you're like,
uh-oh.
You know? Like,
yeah, I do.
So I just think that you're walking a fine line here that I don't know that you had to.
I get that. To me, this is... I keep coming back to the same little axiom, and I know it's probably irritating to people because it's not like a great argument. It's on how like court cases would work, where one lawyer gives an impassioned speech, and the other guy goes, "Your Honor, we have a GM. The GM is GMing. it's not like the owner's
buddy. Do we have a GM, by the way?
We do. It's not like the owner's buddy and like friends of her friends, and he's going to like pay for his wedding and take him on vacation.
100%. You know,
like we actually have a guy that's doing astute, shrewd GM things all the time, and he's got a history and track record of signing really good players back to the organization in those rooms when that's happening, and that's a painstaking, unpleasant process. That's currently happening. The complaining is justified if it ends badly. You guys are all right, and I'm the horse's ass. I will wear that 100%. 100%. If it ends badly, then it'll be, oh my God, I underestimated this. Which has happened before a million times over the course of doing discussions, right? Where you go, I thought this wouldn't be that big of a deal. Man, was I wrong about that, right? We talked about those ad nauseum. So are you buying what Toby's selling here at 800-636-1067? We'll call it the Toby Funk theory, the Tobias Funke theory. You don't have enough goodwill to be making these kinds of withdrawals just yet, Washington Football Organization. What say you? 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We're going to win off the field at 3:45. We'll blitz at 4, and while we're blitzing, you're going to be winning government mule tickets to a show in October, but you'll win them right here today. Don't call now. Don't you call right now. Not for that, anyway. You can call for what we're calling the Toby topic, the Tobias Funke theory, which, to summarize, 30 seconds or less, Tobes, is...
I don't know that this was the right time to do this in terms of where this organization has been.
Meaning the McLaurin negotiation.
Correct. Yeah. And the bad that has been around this team for so long. So much has been good over the past year. I don't know that right now was the time to make this sort of negotiation tactic of playing hardball with one of the most beloved players in this franchise's history.
Are you buying what Toby's selling? Alan, Fairfax, what's up, buddy? You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Got it.
Yeah, I want to do a real quick go back on Truist Field and Northwest Stadium, but as far as McLaurin playing hardball, yeah, I'm on Tobias' side. I think I wanted to float this idea to you guys. Do you think you could just still sign him to a 4-year contract and hope to renegotiate it later when Jaden's comes up?
Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, so they're smart enough, Tobes, to know when the big salaries are coming.
Yeah.
Right. They got a couple accountants over there that have done the math. So yeah, you would think there's a way to balloon a payment or defer certain payments or add a void year or something like that to make it more cap friendly. But there is a snag somewhere in these negotiations.
Yeah, 100%. And I think years is something that I can understand playing a little bit of hardball on, because I can maybe live with 1 year of the 30 plus million and saying, I can live with that for 1 year. But if you're getting into 4 years, now you're making it basically this year and four more, and then you're getting into interference with Jaden Daniels' extension. I can understand them playing a little bit of hardball on that one. But yeah, sometimes there is a give and take in negotiations. And that's the hard part about this. We don't really know what the negotiation terms are. So it's kind of hard to really pick a side on
that. Right. They haven't leaked the thing. Wes Orange, what's up, buddy? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Danny, how's it going, man?
Good, pal.
Hey, listen, I just want to touch on something you said the day before yesterday. I totally agree 150% that, you know what, with Terry, it's you know, I don't think it was the right move for him, and I'm like you, I love him as a player and this, that, and the other, but, you know, my man over there said that why now? Well, actually, nobody else is up for a contract extension, so... And, you know, Danny, I've heard you quite a few times say, nobody is above the team. I totally agree. Again, I love Terry to death, just like everybody else does. Mm-hmm. But there again, nobody else is up for extension, so why not Terry? I mean, you know, you could say that about Jaden in another 4 years, you know. You know, why do this to Jaden? But it all depends on who's up a contract and what they got. And I'm going to hang up and listen to y'all's response. And Danny, keep on stroking, man. You a dog.
Appreciate you, Wes. Thank you very much. I think that's a compliment, right? That was good. I want to be that.
I believe so.
Thank you. So, what about that, Tobes? That it's just this is just bad luck. Like, I'm trying to pick a good example. They don't, again, because they are so devoid of young players from the previous era that might be up for contract extensions. Thanks again, Ron and Marty and Marty and Martin and Marty. But let's just say it was Quan Martin's turn. Now, you're not talking anywhere near the money. It's a different position.
Sure.
But just bear with me. Let's say it was Quan Martin's turn in the queue to try to get a new deal, and they value him enough to negotiate with him. Would this just be happening there?
I would think that they're going to play hardball with a bunch of their players that are up for contracts because they're clearly trying to squeeze every last penny out of it. You can do that negotiation tactic, and we've seen it work in San Francisco, and we've seen it work. I just don't know that in this scenario with this team where it's been that this specific one.
It's because it's this guy.
I think it's this guy and where this team was, right? I don't think it's worth it in this case, and to me, it's just funny to hear people that, you know, I would think that people are on both sides of this, but the same people that are calling in saying we have a ton of cap space, now's the time to go out and go crazy in free agency going into this offseason are the same people or some of the same people that are like, I don't know about with Terry. It's like, I don't understand how you get both sides of the coin there.
Here's how, and I see what you're saying, but you go, I want to add that defensive end. I want to and Terry. I want both.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wanted the running back. I still do. I'm going, please, someone find me another scat back. Find me someone that can catch a ball to the backfield for when Eckler's down, right? And maybe they found something with Kroski Merritt, but I don't sort of play that game just yet.
No,
with seven
rounders.
But again, Alfred Morris was a six rounder out of Florida Atlantic, whatever it was, and he turned out great. But I'm just saying, I don't count on that kind of stuff.
Correct.
I've been burned too many times. I still want that. I'm still going, please go sign that. And I'd also like Terry Dunn, too. I think that's how you get there, right?
Yeah, I mean, I get the point, but it's just now is not the time to be extra frugal. I can understand making sure that you're not overpaying. You know, we don't know what the divide is. Mm-hmm. But to me, if it's 30 to 35 and he's asking for 35 and the team is willing to go to 30, all right, let's find somewhere in the middle and let's go up to somewhere around 33 where DK's at. If it's something where they're sitting in the 20s and it doesn't even start with a 3, then I really don't know what the team is doing.
JD. Only. What's up, buddy? You're on the fan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Got it.
The show.
Thank you.
You're so on point. Like, this is not the guy to mess with. You know, like, look, the Commanders have to get this deal done soon with Terry. He's like the heart and soul of this team, a leader on and off the field, a class act, a fan favorite. Like, you don't let a guy like this walk away. You know, they've built up so much goodwill with the fan base over the past year. They would be throwing dirt on their face. I think they just got to stop dragging this out, lock him up for 3 to 4 years, give him what he wants, and let's head into the season with some momentum, you know? I'm so fired up. Let's go, Commanders. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, I just can't have it affect this year, Danny, because that's kind of the point of this, right? Was you wanted to improve this team, which I think they did. Maybe not as much as some of us thought they would, but I think they improved this team overall this offseason. Now's not the time to worry about an extra $2 to $3 million when you've got the quarterback on the rookie deal and you've got the time for the savings and all of that right now. I can't have it affect this specific year, though, when you're coming off an NFC championship, everything is positive. And by the way, you've got a rookie quarterback. I think we all assume he's not going to have a sophomore slump, but it's called a sophomore slump for a reason because plenty of people have that. I can't not have his number one receiver out there on the football field with him come week one.
Alex Arlington, where are you at on this?
Hey guys, I'm going to be team on this. I'll acknowledge we are not the 2000s Patriots, right? But that's who ideally we want to be. And if we're talking about deposits with fans in the bank, I would much rather fans be unhappy this year and have 10, 15 years of sustained success. Your difference from 30 to 33 million is 10%. If we pay every person 10% more than Peters values them at, down the road, we're going to have issues. Sustained success teams keep their talent because they want to be there and they don't overpay them.
Appreciate
I think
you,
we got to take the long route on this.
That makes perfect sense. I think, Toby, I don't want to speak for you, but I think your point is, in general, you would co-sign every word that 100%. Guy just said. I think the difference between, I'm trying to, because this is all sort of, again, my wheels are spinning as to what, where you and I are differing. I think the only difference is, your point is, it's this guy. It's this guy. You can't do it with this guy. And then other people like me who are dark-hearted, evil, cold, emotionless husks shaking their fist at the ocean go, you can do it with everybody. You know, now I wonder what I'm going to feel like if Jaden Daniels puts in a couple more MVP caliber seasons and whatever, and they do this in 4 years, then maybe I might be a little bit irritated. But I think that's the divide, isn't it?
Yeah, generally I'm fine with the way that they're doing business here. I just don't think it's worth it in this scenario with this specific team, with this specific guy. I think it's just a unique circumstance where, even though there are exceptions to every rule, Danny, where generally you do everything this way, but with one guy, maybe it's a little bit different. To me, that's Terry McLaurin.
Chris, Fredericksburg, what's up, buddy? You're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. I'm going to take the devil advocate's approach from the team. I disagree with your premise in terms of not this team, not this time. I think that from the team's perspective, Terry had his best year this last year in terms of touchdowns, right? But from the team's perspective, they probably are arguing, hey, we got a once-in-a-generation talent at quarterback, and you have one of the best offensive coordinators brought in, and maybe you're a little bit more of a product of the system than absolute talent. Because I know as a fan, I've seen times or games where Terry was totally shut down. And so maybe there's something there where they're trying to argue that point. It's probably a nothing burger, and this deal comes in the next week or so.
Yeah.
However, I can see where they can argue back. We do have this guy at quarterback that's going to make your career look a lot greater than it would if we're in chaos, and we're not in chaos anymore. So you need to give us a little bit of a deal because this is going to be good for your career long term.
Chris, thank you.
So his point about Jaden and being able to have a generational type quarterback is 100% correct. Mm-hmm. I think Jaden could get it done with you and me at receiver. I think that's how special he is. Doesn't mean that's what I want, because that puts more on his plate. That means that the day that Jaden doesn't play at an A+ and he plays at like a B- level, you're screwed. The day that he gets injured or something like that, you're screwed. Everything is then on his plate, where you saw this in the second half of last year.
Yeah.
How much did he have to run the football?
All of it.
I'd prefer not to do that. Not to say that he can't. Not to say that I'm doubting his ability. I just don't want to put him in harm's way. I don't want everything to feel like the weight's on his shoulders. Look at teams all... like, look at Patrick Mahomes, the way that that team is built, right? Pat Mahomes...
the Bills, too, this past year. Like, and Allen won the MVP because of it. But, like, it took a long time to get to that point where he could carry every single player on his back, right?
Yeah, and also, for the Chiefs, they're like, Pat, we're going to make sure we hold the other team to like 20 points. So you don't have to be perfect. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't put it so that Jaden has to do everything all the time. And then if he does, by the way, it makes your team even better.
Ellis, DC. What's up, buddy? You're on the Fan.
What's up, guys? So many good points there. First thing I got to say, they just retired Art Monk's jersey, right?
Right.
And all the points that you guys making, think about how Art Monk's career ended. He did not end with Washington.
Yep, heartbreaking.
So if they can do it to Art, they can do it to Terry. That's what I'm going to say is number one. The other point is the other guy, one of his callers said, there's nobody else up for contract. Deebo Samuel's in his last year of his contract. He signed the same year Terry did, right? And I can envision a season where Deebo has a better year than Terry, right? Like, Deebo can get you 10 touchdowns, 900 yards, and 300 on the ground. So you signed Terry to 4 years, $33 million. Next year, Deebo has the Pro Bowl season. Do you sign him for 4 years, $30 million? Or do you just
I'm telling you, if their plan is, by the way, that Deebo is just going to be their guy going forward, then I might be out on Adam Peters quicker than anybody in the nation's capital.
Mm.
And I know I might be in the minority there, but please don't be that's the option. Because if that's the case, then I'd be really frustrated.
Let's clarify that. You don't mean the principle of Deebo Samuel plays well and they sign him. You mean if that's the plan instead of Terry McLaurin?
Correct. If their plan is we're not signing Terry because we're going to sign Deebo to the big deal, can't get on board. Just can't. And I'd love to be wrong. I've been wrong before. But I can't do it.
I hear that. Let's win off the field. We'll do that together. Good calls on this. Good topic, Tobes. Tip of the cap to you, buddy.
Appreciate it.
You did it. You did it. Beltway puts time at 4 and your chance to win government mule tickets at that time. Here's what we're doing next. At 800-636-1067, you call us and you tell us about that little, stupid, trivial thing that ain't stupid. It's time to shine some light on your minutia, on your little achievement. I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast, but my style is like butter on your breakfast toast. I might have the greatest one of all time. I'm going to let you finish. But my winning off the field is the most winning off the field of all time. In fact, I almost did it Wednesday, but I saved it for Friday. You know why? Professional.
You got to pay off this 48-hour tease.
Professional. Wait till you hear it. 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wait till you hear this. I'm going to stretch out. I'm going to put my hands somewhere. Where should I put them? Fine. Yeah, they do. 800-636-1067. It's Grant Nanny on the Fan. Sobes in for GP. Here's what's going on. This happened early this week. The saga begins with my wife driving home from work as she is wont to do. She uses oftentimes the 66 express lanes, which is just 66, and you're driving during times other people might want to drive. They charge you. Virginia, you're doing great. It's really annoying, by the way.
Very annoying.
At least there's a car tax, and at least there's plenty of toll roads. But, you know, I'm sure we should pay more for things we already have. Okay. Anyway, whatever. So she's driving 66 West. Gets home, no problem, right? No one thinks anything of it. Now, I'm not bragging. Okay, this is going to come off like I'm bragging. I never like it when, like, radio guys, like, you know, think of the junkies or, like, you know, the hard part about my third car and, like, the seventh edition I put on my house and, like, my outdoor swim spa and, like, my hot tub, time machine and the fire pit I have.
You don't like that?
No, it's like it's harder to do that. And it's like, isn't that tough? And it's like, dude, nobody has that, right? I'm not trying to brag and sound like that. But we do have an easy pass in both of our cars.
Oh.
And I mean, I know how that comes off. I know how that sounds. All right? I'm not bragging. I'm telling you we both have an easy pass transponder in our cars, okay? We do. Sometimes we have our kids. It's again, Toby, I know it sounds like I'm bragging. It's the flex one. Where if you have enough people, you hit the flex and you don't have to pay. But then you have to turn the flex off because they can tell with this infrared thing if you are using the easy pass lanes without the appropriate number of people in your car. Again, I'm not bragging. I have easy pass flex in my car and my wife's car, okay? So my wife drives home. We don't think, never thought anything of it. Until we receive a letter in the mail, a sternly worded letter, mind you, from whoever's in charge of the toll lanes on 66. And they're like, hey, bruh, my translation, not their words. They didn't actually start at, hey, to whom it may, bruh. They weren't like, hey, bruh.
They said, hey, bruh,
here's the deal. You owe us for this one toll on this date. And you owe us $12.50 for making us chase your ass down administrative fees. For a total of $18.50.
Mm.
And I said, nope. Not up in here. Not up in here. And so you know what I did? I got these little fingers. Let me crack one. You hear me cracking them? Cracking them. And I got to cackalacking. I'm on that keyboard. I'm on the internet. I'm shucking and jiving. I said, this will not stand. This aggression will not stand. I've got an easy pass flex, and so does my wife, damn it. So I go to the website that they give. Like, if you want to pay. And by the way, it's the hardest thing in the world. Every public yes. website sucks.
Yep.
Whoever's in charge of it sucks. Okay? And if you know the person that did it, tell them I said they suck. It's like, you want to pay? Go here. It's like, I'd like to pay you some money at some point. They make it so hard. Screw them. Anyway. I go to file my official complaint and contest this injustice. It's the opposite of the Justice League. It's the Injustice League brought to you by the toll roads. Then I also go to my Easy Pass website. Would you like to view your transaction history? You're damn right I would. Watch this. PDF download to me. Here's a transaction list with this transponder that's in this car for days leading up to the incident in question, and days after. My transponder works just fine. It ain't on me. I don't owe you $12.50, and I'd appreciate no further harassment on this matter. You look into your stuff, not mine. It works. Here's your proof. Send. And I wait. And I wait. And I received an email. And I felt like Jules from Pulp Fiction. I'm walking around, and I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger. Your case has been dismissed. Turn that sumbitch sideways and stick it straight up. I won. It wasn't about the $12.50, but it was. It was about future harassment. It was about standing up and saying, no, you will not be doing this to me. Not today and not ever. My transponder works. I got proof from before and after. You've been charging me plenty. And that bill comes right out of the account. And I got to replenish it. In fact, I got to auto replenish. I got credit card receipts too. All right? It works. Your thing's screwed up. Don't bother me. No more letters. I win. You lose. Dunk. Suck it. All of it. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field?
Yeah. Yeah. Triumph.
I think that was worth the 48-hour wait.
I don't know if it was. I'm telling you this right now. I want everyone to understand this. This is the most exciting thing that has happened to me in years. That's not, my son was born this year. Okay. The second most exciting thing that has happened in years. Certainly, since it's been summertime, the man tried to take, and I said, get off of that. That ain't yours. 800-636-1067. Kevin Arlington, how are you winning off the field?
What's up, Kevin?
Hey, guys. So I have the perfect one. I had a dental appointment yesterday. If you've never had a crown, be thankful.
Oh, yeah.
So I had a crown, and it's not a one-day job. They do a temporary, and they do a permanent. And I actually had another procedure. But all that being said, when I got to the dentist's office yesterday, the receptionist goes, here, Mr. Easley, you have a rebate check because you overpaid. The insurance came back, and it was like over $100. Can you say weekend beer money?
Yes, I can.
So you can also say,
winning off the field.
Boom, goes the dynamite. Bruce liked weekend beer money, too. Bruce got steamed up about that.
I like that.
What was the line about him? He brushes his teeth with Coors Light. Didn't somebody say that? Who said that? Do you remember who said that about him? I don't know.
It's a good one.
Again, I'm not saying anything about anybody, allegedly, whatever the rule is. Bill Manassas, how are you winning off the field?
What's up, Bill?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. Ever since I graduated college, I was a wrestler growing up, so I had this issue with food. I always had to cut weight.
Yep.
I went into a period of time where I was obese, immobile, and I really buckled down, focused on my diet, my exercise. And this morning, when I went to relieve myself and take my morning tea, I saw my downstairs neighbor for the first time in about 10 years. So I am
winning off the field.
Relatable. Relatable and outstanding. Because we're in danger of going towards the on-field win there. Where it's like, I'm down 51 pounds, and it's like, good for you. It's that one element of the weight loss. Good for you, Bill. Good for you. Seeing Wild Bill Hickok for the first time in a long time.
That's hilarious.
Seeing a little Bill. Rhino, what do you got?
So, obviously, we all know about my travel disasters the past few days here, but...
What were they again?
I'm sure. Listen to the first segment. You'll hear all about them. So, yesterday, as I get on my flight to Reagan, I notice as I'm sitting down in my seat, I see a Biscoff cookie there in the package, just sitting there all lonely. I sat down.
Unopened?
Unopened.
Okay.
And I ate those Biscoff cookies. And then, later on in the flight... Once the nice flight attendants came around, they asked if I wanted some Biscoff cookies. I said yes. My girlfriend said no, and I said, well, she'll take them, and I'll take them as well. So I had three packs of Biscoff cookies. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
I got to tell you, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
The first leftover package is, I mean, that's a stunner.
It was a sign. It was a sign that, hey, you've had a bad 24 hours. Let's get you another Biscoff cookie.
Would you have traded an on-time original flight for those three Biscoff cookies?
I love Biscoff cookies.
Of course you do.
I think it made it worth it. I love them. I love a Biscoff cookie.
Beltway Blitz time. A few minutes from now, I'll also give you a chance to win government mule tickets. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.